Now, Margaret Mills is taking us on a journey this week to Castle Hedingham, I believe. Is that right, Margaret?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, quite a well-known Essex landmark, although it's surprising how many people say, well, I know where it is. I've seen pictures of the castle, but never visited. If you've never been to Castle Hedingham, I would strongly recommend it. It's probably one of the best preserved Norman castles in England. Stands over 70 foot high, I'm told, very imposing, and it's well worth a visit. It's certainly got a lot of history. It was originally the home of the De Vere family. The De Vere family came over with William the Conqueror, and they were given the title of Earls of Oxford. The castle inside is very impressive. I should say that the family who own it no longer live in the castle. They live in the Georgian Manor House virtually next door. That's private and isn't open to the public. But you can certainly go into Castle Hedingham. There are four floors and it is very atmospheric. It's ideal if you've got children. Has a long history of entertaining royalty and a long history of kings and queens coming to Hedingham to enjoy the hospitality there and to stay there with the De Vere family. Sadly, it went out of the De Vere family's hands in the 1600s, but came back into family hands from 1713 onwards. And it's a descendant of the original De Veres who lives there today. It's worth a visit. The village is very nice as well. And of course, the Colne Valley Railway is close at hand. So ideal if you've got young children to allow them to let off a bit of steam.
And, well, the engine probably does that as well.
Oh, very good. Yes, excellent. Yeah.
So anyway,
you're really doing well today.
Well, it's got to be one day and I'm going to do something. Right, what have you got lined up for us next week then?
Next week, I've got the Essex Wizard.
The Essex Wizard?
Yes, Mr. George Pickingale.
Oh, right, OK, we shall look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.